Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings, I am Shakira Mohan, a postgraduate student in the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts. The Barbados Advocate, dated the 12th of April, 1975, tells us that there was a time when the island's entertainment scene felt quite dull, very little to celebrate and even less to boast about. Many of our top musical ambassadors, such as the Merry Men, the Blue Rhythm Combo, Troubadours International, and the Outfit, had journeyed abroad carrying the Bajan sound to North America. In cities like Montreal, Boston, and New York, they captivated audiences, most notably during the landmark Barbados Festival at Madison Square Garden, where thousands left with what was described as an undiluted dose of the Bajan experience. Back home, however, their absence created a noticeable void, but Barbadian culture has never been one to stand still. As the tourist season approached and major hotel stages sat empty, an unexpected transformation began. Smaller bands, often overlooked and underpaid, stepped forward to fill the gaps. These were groups operating on tight budgets, sometimes struggling to hold on to their instruments, yet rich in determination and raw talent. For them, this was more than an opportunity. It was survival. Night spots, hotels, and dance halls became their proving ground. These small bands did not simply imitate the established acts. They innovated. They blended calypso with emerging Caribbean songs, experimented with stage presence, and built local, loyal followings. At the same time, the wider entertainment scene remained vibrant with personalities and debate. Figures like Lord Radio commanded audiences with wit and improvisation, turning even old classics into unforgettable performances. Bands like the Escorts continued to represent Barbados abroad, while others such as the Metrics build reputations for professionalism and consistency at home. Fast forward to 2026, and the legacy of those small bands has not only survived, they have evolved into the very foundation of Barbados's entertainment landscape. Today, small bands are no longer simply filling gaps left by larger acts. They are leading the charge, with names such as Two Mile Hill, Kite, Philip Seven and Masala, to name a few, keep the stretches of St. Lawrence Gap to Oystens lively. They captivate guests at intimate hotel lounges across the island. These groups define the sound of modern Barbados. Armed with digital tools, social media platforms, and global streaming access, today's musicians operate in a vastly different environment. They promote themselves, produce their own music, and reach diaspora audiences instantly. Their repertoires are more versatile than others, blending soca, reggae, jazz, and R&B, and even international pop into uniquely Bajan expressions. It is the echo of a time when small bands took over night spots and in doing so, transformed Barbados' cultural identity forever.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.